Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of AI ecosystems, specifically how to connect tools like Clade and Obsidian.
Ooh, exciting. I've been hearing a lot of buzz about this. So what's the magic formula?
Well, imagine having a central hub, right? You're using Clade, and you want to create a to-do list. Instead of switching apps, you simply tell Clade, and boom, it pops up in your Obsidian. It's all thanks to this thing called an MCP server, Model Context Protocol.
An MCP server? Sounds complicated.
Not really. Think of it as a messenger. It's like, hey, MCP, I need this task added to my to-do list. And the MCP server goes, got it, boss, and relays the message to Obsidian.
So it's like a bridge between different apps.
Exactly. And it's not just for to-do lists. You can pull information from your notes, link-related ideas, even automate tasks across different platforms. Imagine the possibilities.
I see. Interesting. So what's the big deal? Why is this better than, say, just using ChatGPT plugins?
Good question. ChatGPT plugins are great, but they live within ChatGPT's walled garden, right? This MCP approach lets you build your own ecosystem. You control the connections, you choose the tools.
Ah, so it's about flexibility and customization.
Precisely. Plus, it's great for developing AI tools. You can rapidly prototype and iterate because you're not locked into a specific platform. Test in Clade, refine in Obsidian, deploy wherever you want.
That makes a lot of sense. But what about actually setting up these MCP servers? Is it difficult?
There's a bit of a learning curve, but resources like Smith.io make it much easier. They have documentation, examples, even pre-built scripts to connect to popular tools.
Got it. So you mentioned your personal setup. You're using Obsidian, Todoist, Linear. How does it all fit together?
Well, Obsidian is my knowledge base. Todoist manages daily tasks, which can pull in work tasks from Linear. And at the end of each day, I generate a log of everything and store it back in Obsidian for future reference.
Wow, that's incredibly organized. This whole MCP thing, it sounds like a game changer.
I think so too. It's still early days, but the potential is huge. I'm excited to see where this technology goes.
Me too. This has been incredibly insightful, Person One. Thanks for sharing your expertise.
My pleasure. And thank you all for listening to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.